White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, August 7th, 1901. Dear children, Edson and Emma, we received your telegram, but it was delayed, so that at the time you mentioned we were scattered as a family. But we remembered your petition and asked the Lord to save you from the sad calamity of losing one of your faithful workers. May this pain be spared you. We have deep sympathy for the suffering one who has been so faithful in doing her missionary work. I know that the Lord will not suffer you to be afflicted without giving you the consolation of His Holy Spirit. He can save. His arm is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that He cannot hear. He will save to the uttermost all who come to Him in sorrow. He is a present help in every time of need. Let us have increased faith. Let us trust the Lord to work in our behalf. Our necessity is God's opportunity. May the Lord draw very near to Brother Rogers and save him from the severe affliction of losing one who has been heart and soul and mind united with him in the work. Oh, how precious our God is to us in suffering and affliction. May temptations and sorrow not come unto you in the mission. The words of encouragement from Christ are, I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke 22:29-30. What a promise this is! We are to be made sharers with Christ in the kingdom He has received from His Father. This is a spiritual kingdom in which those who are the most humble and active in serving their brethren are the greatest. Eat and drink at my table. That is, be admitted to near communion with me, as are those who are favored with the distinction of being placed in a position of honor near the King. Christ's faithful ones are to administer under His authority the affairs of His spiritual kingdom. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of His glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew 19:28-30. Until men cooperate with Christ, they are represented as being idle, as far as His business is concerned. They are doing nothing to promote the interests of the kingdom of God. Could the scenes of the judgment be enacted before them, they would see that they entertain erroneous ideas regarding that which the Lord values. He places no value on outward display or boasting. Many who in this world are first, many who are looked upon as above others, will one day see that God estimates man according to their compassion, love, and self-denial. Those who help and bless their fellow men, trying always to lift them up, are in God's sight far above the selfish ones who exalt themselves, for they follow the example of Him who went about doing good. Those who thirst for worldly distinction and glory for their children make a sad mistake. It is those who do all they possibly can to secure the virtues of Christ's character who will sit nearest to Him on His throne, because they are wise and good, denying self, giving to others the preference and honor. He who looks into the heart sees the true virtues of character possessed by His lowly, self-denying, self-sacrificing disciples, and He places them in positions of distinction because they are worthy, though they never realized it and would never place themselves in an exalted position. Christ knows how his faithful ones relieve the suffering of the needy, and he is pleased when they apply to him for help that they may help others. God will hear your prayers. Do not be discouraged. He knows just what is best for all of us. He will strengthen us in a good work. He will honor all who honor him. I hope that too much dependence will not be placed upon human help. Look unto Jesus. He will be our strength. He is acquainted with our necessities and is touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
I have read your letter to Brother Gowell and the answer from Brother Evans. All these things will be. We need to take all things to God in prayer and to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I do not advise you to make any more appeals direct to the Review and Herald. They are just now very much tried in regard to an article that I have sent for publication, not an appeal for help, but a setting forth of some things in regard to the purification of the office and the advisability of those in positions of responsibility not being held in their positions until they feel they are a fixture. We must not look to man or trust in man. We must look beyond man to God. He is our helper. Are we not under the divine theocracy? I feel a great peace in trusting in the Lord God of heaven. The promise is, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. Troublous times are right upon us. The signs of the times reveal that the day of the Lord is soon to come. The daily papers are full of indications of intense, serious conflict in the future. Strikes are common. Thefts and murders are committed on every hand. Men possessed by demons are killing men and women and little children. The taking of human life is a matter of daily occurrence. All these things testify that the end of all things is at hand. The powers of earth are stirred with an intensity from beneath, and the Lord sends to his people the warning, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcome with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Luke 21, verse 33-36. This entire chapter, Luke 21, is a representation of what we may look for. But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noe entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Matthew 24, verse 37-39, 42. Be assured, the plagues are already beginning to be poured out. But notwithstanding Christ's warning, notwithstanding what is taking place in the world, even those who claim to be expositors of Bible truth do not take in the situation. Well indeed is it that sanitariums are established among us to be as lights shining in a dark place. The calamities that come as the result of wrong eating and drinking have little effect upon the people. We are to mark the fulfillment of the words of Christ. As it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17, verse 26. By searching the Scriptures, we shall form the habit of drawing spiritual instruction from the common occurrences of life. The signs of the times give evidence that the threatened judgments of God are being permitted to do their work. Indulgence of pride, selfishness and covetousness, thefts and bold robberies are common. But the world is not being warned as it should be. Thousands are perishing in their sins, and the last message of mercy to a fallen world is to be proclaimed. But how little is being done? Genuine benevolence will lead those who have been entrusted with the Lord's money to place this money where it will advance His work. Souls are perishing, and hundreds of workers are now needed. Men will be moved by the Holy Spirit to leave their ordinary employment and enter the barren fields that have never heard the last message of mercy. Many will be endowed with power from on high. They will work wisely, not expending means lavishly, but studying how souls can be brought to the knowledge of the truth by the opening of the Scriptures in house-to-house labor. This work men and women will take hold of for the love of Christ. God's workers do not receive in this world much reward for their labor, but they are laying up treasure in heaven. A gracious reward awaits them there. Those who think that they must use means in making a display will lose many precious opportunities, and unless they change their course of action, they will at last be weighed in the golden balances of the sanctuary and be found wanting. Be not dismayed. The Lord is your helper. Pray, believe, and never fret. Wait patiently, all the time working to advance the Lord's work, and He will not disappoint you. I must now close this letter. We leave for Los Angeles this afternoon. God bless you all is our prayer. Mother.